Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on July 30 regarding Larry Lyon, L-Y-O-N. As per the record supplied, Larry Lyon was seen on 4/28/22 by Dr. Racaniello, R-A-C-A-N-I-E-L-L-O. Period. He related being injured at work. That day, period, he was buckling a 20-pound metal when the metal yanked and cut him on the left fifth digit. Period. His tetanus immunization was not up to date. Period. He did have a laceration to which he applied gauze and a Band-Aid, but bleeding persisted. Period. He was found to have a 2-centimeter laceration of the left fifth digit. Period. This was closed with 3 simple sutures. Period. He was placed on cephalexin and underwent x-rays. Period. The diagnosis was displaced fracture of the distal phalanx of the left little finger. Period. He returned on 4/29/22, being seen by Dr. Behrari, B-E-H-A-R-R-I-E, period. He noted the laceration was sutured and he was splinted and referred for orthopedic consultation, period. His interpretation of the x-rays were a mildly displaced tuft fracture of the distal phalanx with associated laceration. Period. His dressing was changed and he was placed in a Stax splint. Period. He followed up with these physicians through 6/1/22. Period. On that occasion, Dr. Perry noted he had a healed laceration along the cuticle and resolving subungual hematoma. Period. There was mild tenderness along the distal phalanx. Period. Mild limitation of digital range of motion, but no range rotational deformity. Period. Sensation was intact. Period. He was thought to have uneventful healing. He was doing well with improvement of pain and cleared to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. He was going to follow up in 1 month for a repeat exam. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 4/28/22, Larry Lyon sustained an injury to his left small finger at work. Period. This resulted in a laceration. Period. He was seen that same day by Dr. Racaniello, where he also underwent x-rays that showed a tuft fracture. Period. His laceration was closed with 3 sutures, and he was placed in a splint. Period. He followed up with these physicians over the next several weeks, during which time he gradually improved. Period. At the time of his final exam, he had mild limitation of digital range of motion, but the measurements were not specified. Period. He was thought to have uneventful healing as seen on radiographs for his tuft fracture. Period. He did not appear to be limited in any fashion by the time treatment was concluded. Period. New paragraph. I'll rate this case for a closed fracture of the distal phalanx of the finger, parentheses, tuft fracture, close parentheses, with an associated laceration and a good clinical and functional result. Period. And that's the end.